Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches. So after all of the warnings and after all of the evil deeds being done by Malchus Yisrael, they are going to be destroyed and thrown out and exiled permanently for what they have done. But now comes the part of the narrative that is actually the entire point of the narrative, which is a warning for the kingdom of Yehuda. Keep in mind that this is being written 150 years after the exile of the 10 tribes or more. And so Yirmiyahu HaNavi is writing this really to grab the attention of the Jews of Yehuda who have emulated all of the terrible ways of the Jews of Yisrael. Vayisanaf Hashem ma'od b'Yisrael. And so God became very angry with Yisrael. And Vayisireim me'al ponav. He removed them from before his face. The idea of God's face, it's an anthropomorphism because God doesn't have a physical visage. But we know that closeness with God, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is panim el panim. And lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, when we bring our karbonos on the ole regel, on the shalosh regalim. So being in front of God's face is a very important aspect of the intimate relationship. We're laning Eicha in a couple of weeks on Tisha B'Av, and that phrase comes up there as well, that we are estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of our own misdeeds, and so we're no longer bifnim, we're no longer in front of him. So removing them from his face is a terrible fate for the Jewish people. Lo nish'ar rak shevet Yehuda levado. And none remained except for the tribe of Yehuda alone. Now, keeping in mind that the tribe of Yehuda also includes Binyamin, who had made themselves subordinate to Yehuda and connected to them, they shared the territory like the District of Columbia where the Beis HaMikdash was located. Also, Shevet Shimon, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, Shimon was dispersed within Shevet Yehuda's territory, and Shevet Levi, which stuck with the Beis HaMikdash and remained faithful to it. Even when Yisrael had first split from Beis David, remember that Yeravam made Kohanim of his own, who were from among the lowlifes of the people, rather than from Shevet Levi. So most of them, the Me'amloes suggests, had given up their homes and their territory in the north when the golden calves were brought in. The problem is Shevet Yehuda is not without guilt as well. So here they are, down in Yerushalayim, considering themselves invulnerable because God has saved Jerusalem countless times through miraculous means, and the Beis HaMikdash is God's house on earth, he would never destroy it. There was a strong belief among Yehuda that it simply could never happen once the Beis HaMikdash was built. They had the merit of the Beis HaMikdash in their midst. Hashem wouldn't destroy it. They were safe. This comes up on Tisha B'Av an awful lot, because the shock is that much worse when you believe that it never could happen. And if you think about it, we will see it with Chizkiyahu shortly, the miraculous way that God saves Yerushalayim from the hands of Sancheirev of Ashur was a recent event that made them think that they were safe no matter what. But the Navi says, no, you're not. Yud Tes, Gam Yehuda lo shomar es mitzvos Hashem Elokeihem. Yehuda also did not observe the commandments of Hashem their God. Vayelchu b'chukos Yisrael asher asu. And they followed the decrees, they followed the laws of Yisrael that they had made. Remember what we had said about the intermarriage during the generations of the Omri Achav dynasty, where we have Yehoshaphat marrying in with the sister. And so they became very close and they were held responsible for that, as we saw in those stories, that they had become close to sin. They had made themselves shachein ra, chaver ra. And that's going to wreak havoc with them. So chav, vayimas Hashem b'chol zera Yisrael vayi'anem. But turning back to Malchus Yisrael in the meantime, because the part of the narrative that we are in the middle of is really about Malchus Yisrael, Hashem was disgusted with all the descendants of Yisrael. And he afflicted them. Happens a lot in Sefer Eicha, references to Oni and to being Me'ana or Me'ana, to being afflicted, to going through Inui, going through Tsar and pain and narrowness and difficulties. So God afflicted them. By name Biyad Shosim, interesting word. And he gave them into the hand of those who plunder. In the days of Yehoahaz, that Melech Aram sent bandits to come and plunder them. Ad asher hashlichan mipanav, until he had completely cast them away from before him. And the Me'am Loes brings down something fascinating and kind of horrifying, that after a deep search, the Christians found this pasuk and used it as a claim to say that the Jews, Yisrael, all of the Jews, rather than just Malchus Yisrael, were eternally rejected by God and were no longer the chosen people. Chas v'shalom, lo aleinu. But this is the evidence, so-called, that the Christians use that the chosen people are no longer chosen and that their Messiah, Jesus Yashka, came along and the Jews rejected him, and so we had already been replaced somehow by the Christians. Now, the thing is, in context, that interpretation makes no sense whatsoever, because we're learning that Yehuda and Yisrael are different. We are learning that Yisrael was thrown aside from before God, but not permanently rejected. The connection to Yisrael is underlined over and over and over again, not just in the Torah, but here as well, that God just wanted us to do tshuva. God wanted us to come back, and that forgiveness and redemption are always possible. So the fact that we've got all of these psukim here telling the tale of Yisrael's misdeeds are to show that the terrible fate that awaited them was not undeserved, that they had done a lot. It was not unjustified. They weren't conquered right away. They had a lot of time and a lot of warnings, but eventually they're driven out of the Holy Land at this point, which is not to say that they're gone forever. Yirmiyahu later is going to gather the remnants of the other 10 tribes so that there will always be 12 tribes of Yisrael once the Mashiach comes and we are reinstated. But for the moment, that would be a very difficult objective because of what happened to the 10 tribes. And then the summation is coming next.